It's becoming more and more difficult not just to be a Christian, but to speak openly and publicly of our Christian faith. So much so that God's people are being coy, almost as though they're ashamed of telling people that they believe in Jesus and what that actually means. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. A few months back, where I live, a local politician was elected to a significant and prominent leadership position. The problem was, he was a Christian, so the press hammered him on how his faith would influence, negatively in their view, the policy decisions that his government would make. Because the truth is that the good news of Jesus and all that flows from that doesn't fit with today's secular narrative. In fact, the two are on a major collision course, and so the thing to do, obviously, is to pillory Christian leaders in the secular marketplace for their faith. I was really encouraged, though, by his response. He said right up front, "I'm truly proud of my strong Christian faith." Look, he wasn't saying he was prideful, but rather that he wasn't ashamed of Jesus and his teaching, which, as things turn out, is a highly appropriate thing to do. Jesus put it like this, Mark chapter 8, verse 38. "People today are so sinful, they have not been faithful to God. As you live among them, don't be ashamed of me and my teaching. If that happens, I'll be ashamed of you when I come with the glory of my Father and the holy angels." That has a significant sting in the tail. If you're pinning all your hope of salvation on what Jesus did for you on that cross, which is as it should be, what will happen, do you think, if Jesus is ashamed of you on that day of judgment when you stand before God's throne? Own up to your Christianity. That's God's word, fresh for you today. A tough message, but exactly what we need to hear. That's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.